आसनम आस्तित यति यदा ज्यसु इमं अंग लोकं काले च देशे च मना न सज्जये प्राणान् नियच्छे मनसा जीत असु. Whoever can follow. I don't think there's a board here. It's chapter 2, text number 15, canto 2. Stiram sukam chasanam astito yati. Yada jhyasurima mangalokam. काले च देशे च मनो न सज्जे प्राणान्यच्छेन् मनसा जितासो स्थिरं सुखं चासनम् आस्तितो यति यदा ज्यासो इमं मंगलोकम् काले च देशे च मनो न सज्जये प्राणान्यच्छेन् मनसा जितासो स्थिरं सुखं चासनम् आस्तितो यति यदा ज्यासुरिममङ्गलोका काले च देशे च मनो न सज्जये प्राणान्यच्छेन् मनसा जितासो. स्थिरं सुखं चासनमास्तितो यति यदा ज्यासुरिममङ्गलोकम् काले च देशे च मनो न सज्जये श्रीरं सुखं चासनमास्तितो यति यदा ज्यासुरिममङ्गलोकम् काले च देशे च मनो न सज्जये प्राणान्यच्छेन्मनसा जितासु स्थिरं सुखं चासनमास्तितो यति यदा ज्यासि मम अङ्गलोकम् काले च देशे च मनो न सज्जये प्राणान्यच्छेन्मनसा जितासु. विल माताजी लाइक टू ट्राई. स्थिरं सुखं चासनम् आस्थितो यति यदा ज्यासुरिममङ्गलोकम् काले च देशे च मनो न सज्जये प्राणान्यच्छेन्मनसा जितासु स्थिरं सुखं चासनमास्तितो यति यदा ज्यासुरिममङ्गलोकम् काले न देशे च मनो न सज्जये प्राणान्यच्छेन्मनसा जितासु स्थिरं without being disturbed. Sukham, comfortable. Cha, also. Asanam, sitting accommodation. Asthitaha, being situated. Yati, the sage. Jada, whenever. Jihasu, desires to give up. Emam, this. Anga, O king. Lokam, this body. Kale, in time. Cha, and. Deshe, in a proper place. Cha, also. Manaha, the mind. Na, not. Sajjaye, may not be perplexed. Pranan, the senses. Niyache, must control. Manasa, by the mind. Jitasu, conquering the life air. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. O King, whenever the yogi desires to leave this planet of human beings, he should not be perplexed about the proper time or place, but should comfortably sit without being disturbed, and regulating the life air should control the senses by the mind. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text number 14, it is clearly stated that a person who is totally engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord and who constantly remembers Him at every step easily obtains the mercy of the Lord by entering into His personal contact. Such devotees do not need to seek an opportune moment to leave the present body. But those who are mixed devotees, alloyed with futile action or empirical philosophical speculation, require an opportune moment for quitting this body. For them, the opportune moments are stated in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, verse number 23 to 26. But these opportune moments are not as important as one's being a successful yogi who is able to quit his body as he likes. Such a yogi must be competent to control his senses by the mind. The mind is easily conquered simply by engaging it at the lotus feet of the Lord. Gradually, by such service, all the senses become automatically engaged in the service of the Lord. That is the way of merging into the Supreme Absolute. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamiyam Dasi Swapadantiyam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Nuvaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute
సప్తకాంచనా గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానోసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియ వాంచ కల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ఆనంద శ్రీయాద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
Translation once again. O King, whenever the yogi desires to leave this planet of human beings, he should not be perplexed about a proper time or place, but should comfortably sit without being disturbed, and regulating the right fare should control the senses by the mind. So Parikshit Maharaj, he asked Shukdev Goswami as to what should be the goal of one's existence. And then afterwards, Shukdev Goswami, he just mentions, you know, what should be done. And slowly and steadily, he brings him ultimately to the devotional service of the Lord. So at the present moment, you know, Shukdev Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj how one should try to see the Lord within the heart. So this chapter is entitled Lord in the Heart. So, if we look at things here, and considering this, that we are in the age of Kali Yuga, it's very difficult for one to really practice yogic standards. Tapasya for some time also is very difficult. If you are told to stand with one leg, with hands up, except somebody who has practiced for some time may do it, but otherwise you may just fall down. Or fall down is actual fall down. Or very difficult. Right? We may think of only eating once in a day on the Chaturmasya, and then when you see something very attractive, we may fall into that and eat. Tapasya is difficult in this Kali Yuga. You know, once His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was mentioning, he was traveling with someone in the car, and that person was a yogi. He would do so many asanas, you know, and then he was telling him that one should do this for this particular purpose, you should do this for this, you have to do this asana for this asana. So he was listen. And suddenly the vehicle came to a point where it's about to fall off the cliff. So then Radhara Maharaj said, which asana will you do now? You know, because what asana will help you at this time when you know that you are going to fall off and may leave your body? So difficult, right? So, of course, he just was telling in a lighter mode, but then the message was sent across that how in this age is so difficult, right? So that's why if you see Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he never mentions anything about you know, the different yogic standards. He just is mentioning directly that he says such a yogi must be competent to control his mind senses by the mind. So he mentions everything, but Srila Prabhupada ultimately comes to the point of how do you control the senses by the mind. Of course, mind itself is very difficult to control. You know, mind is such a thing, na? Like right now we are here and we can go to America. All of you can go to sleep within 1 hour's time. You can go to America, you can go to maybe Mars, you can go to Moon, planet, and come back also after 1 hour. Wherever you want, you can go. You don't have to, there's no restriction for that. Right? Whatever you want to eat, just meditate on that, you can eat. You can enjoy everything. You can fantasize to whatever extent that one would like to. No restrictions at all. You know? So mind is like that. You know, it can take you, you travel long distances in a fraction of a second. You want to be in America, you can be in Los Angeles right now. Materially, if you want to, then you have to have so many things. You have to have a visa. Now, visa is also difficult for America. But, saying having a visa, then travel 14 hours, jet lag. But here, just in the mind, you can just go and be there. You know? Similarly, mind, you know, is, as somebody would say, that it's like a monkey. You know? Monkey, if you see, the monkey cannot sit at one place. At one moment it will be here, second moment it will be somewhere else. On some other. You just look at a monkey. The place where I stay, there is this national park just behind, and the monkeys sometimes come, you know. So jump from one to another, you know. And a place where I buy the fruits from, there's a tree on top, and the monkeys always try to, you know, pick the bananas. And there's this boy who also likes to play with the monkey. You know, he also jumps with the monkey. He also climbs the tree with the monkey. So he also enjoys. But the point here, what I'm trying to say, that monkey, if you see the monkey, monkey cannot sit at one place. Jump from one to another, one to here, there. You know, even if he has to eat also, he'll just eat something, then leave, take something, you know. So that's what happens in Vrindavan. So you have to be alert. If you're not alert, then your specs will be taken away. You know, they'll take anything that you have and go up on the tree. Earlier times, you know, you give them bananas and they would just take the banana and leave the other things. Now they want fruity, it seems, in Vrindavan. And now they want two fruities. Because they like to drink fruity now. Only when you get fruity, then you'll, or sometimes you may not get also. They may take yours fruity, they'll take your belonging, they will go up also higher. But point here is that mind is like that. Mind is that. One moment it's here, the other moment somewhere else. All of us who are sitting for japa will experience that. The moment you sit for japa, mind bolta abhi chalo jayenge ghumne ko. और आप भी जाते हो. यू नो, वी हैव दिस पेंटोमाइम शो, उसमें बराबर डिपिक्ट होता है कि मी एंड माइंड. तो द माइंड वॉन्ट्स, द पर्सन वॉन्ट्स समथिंग, बट द माइंड इज सेइंग नो, लेट्स डू दिस, लेट्स डू समथिंग एल्स एट एवरी मोमेंट ऑफ टाइम. यू नो, ओके, माइंड सेज ओके, लेट्स गो एंड फैंटेसाइज दिस. द मोमेंट यू आर देयर, देन माइंड सेज नो, लेट्स गो एंड फैंटेसाइज समथिंग एल्स, लेट्स गो हियर, लेट्स गो देयर. सो माइंड ऑलवेज इज जस्ट moving around. That's why Arjun in the Bhagavad Gita, he mentions, Chanchalamai Mana Krishna Pramate Balavad Dridam. Very difficult, my dear Lord Krishna, you are saying that I should control the mind. Very difficult for me to control the mind. No? He says, just difficult. I am able to control the wind. That Arjun says. Arjun is able to control the wind. We cannot even control the wind also. So Arjun says, I can control the wind. But to control the mind is very difficult. Very, very difficult. This is what actually Arjun presents this proposal in front of Krishna. You know, ki chanchalami mana Krishna pramati balavadriyam tasyam nigrama manne vavir evasa duskaram. So, we all know from the stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam how that, you know, when our senses
come in contact with anything outside in this material world, the mind gets connected to that and then makes you go after that. We have a very nice example of Ajamil. You know, Ajamil had been practicing these principles, spiritual practices, right from the childhood. But just one, you know, glance at an act performed by a prostitute with another person agitated his senses. It agitated his senses so much that he wanted to have her. And so much that he actually left his family, his parents, he just rejected them. He just threw out his wife from the house and then got this prostitute home and then lived with her. You know, this is what happens. So, you know, one of the devotees was mentioning that one act can just agitate one's mind and senses so much. And in this age of Kali Yuga, every moment we have this. Every moment. Every moment our mind is being dragged to enjoy this lusty, greed, anger, like that. When I was in the college, that time, like, you know, this was at CST, and there are some 2-3 theaters there. And sometimes those adult films will come, you know, and then because you are 18, you feel like, okay, you can go there and you want to go and see. But in that, you know, just a little one boy having a small physical contact, little, is enough. That's all. That's adult's movie. But now, you know, everywhere you see that. The films, they are not made without all these things. What to speak of, like, you know, when a child sees the mobile also, he is just has access to all these things. So you can imagine what can be the state of our consciousness when you are exposed to these such things and your mind becomes bewildered. And when something happens, then we just think, oh, why this happened? It happened because everywhere around it's like this. It's going on. Ajamil just had one scene and he got completely bewildered. What to speak of us? You know? We have a very glaring example of Vishwamitra also. Like, you know, when you're talking about meditation, he was a person who was doing tapasya very strictly. Right? For months and years. But just one tinkling of the ankle bells of Menaka disturbed his meditation. Right? Just imagine, years and years of tapasya, and then suddenly one tinkling of ankle bell, that's all. And then his meditation was disturbed. So much so that he, of course, Indra sent her to disturb his meditation, but just see, he was not looking at her also, but just hearing the ankle bells, the tinkling of the ankle bells, and then, you know, in Ajamas he was just watching, but here, like, he was just hearing, and the tinkling of the ankle bells just agitated his mind. So much so that he had a physical contact with Menaka. Right? We are talking about anger, whatever, you know. Hiranyakashipu did tapasya for so many. He knew all the principles, how to do yogic practices, everything. But when it came to controlling anger, he was not able to do that. He was not able to control the anger. Even Ravana may have tapasya and then may have achieved so many things in his life, the fruits of those tapasyas, but then ultimately, you know, getting carried away by lust. All this is because of the activity of the mind. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the story of Avanti Brahman. You know, all of us may be aware about this. He was a very rich man, had a lot of things for him to enjoy. But as would be, just to cut the story short, but as would be that, you know, he lost everything. This is what happens in this world actually. You can't be sure about, you know, that you can hold on to all those that you have. A sudden turn of event, destiny, and then it so happens that you may just lose everything. So Avanti Brahmin, he lost everything. And when he lost everything, the people who were with him because of his fame, name, you know, as one devotee was mentioning, that people in this world always want to be connected with someone who is very famous, who is rich, you know, who is influential. So he had a lot of friends like that, so-called friends, but when he lost everything, he just, you know, lost all those connections. The relatives left him, the friends left him, and people who were envious of him, they started even accusing him, you know, abuses, verbal abuses, physically abusing, throwing stones at him, because he had nothing now. And when nothing, he can't do anything to them. And whoever wanted to take advantage, they just took advantage of him. People started throwing stones at him. He started laughing at them. So that time, he just remembered the Lord. And then he was saying that Nayam jano me sukha dukkha hetur na devatma griha karma kala. He says that, you know, these people who are troubling me, that is not the cause of my happiness or distress. Na devatma griha karma kala. Neither all these living entities, nor the devas, nor the grahas, the planets, sometimes you may say, okay, planets, karma because of some activities, or time factor because of time factor, nothing is causing me this happiness or distress in this world. What is that which is causing me happiness or distress? It says mana parama karanam atmanam sansara chakram parivartaretyes. Sansara chakra, we are being perpetually thrown into this cycle of birth and death because of the mana. This is mana karanam, param, param karanam. The most important cause is this mind, which is bringing us and perpetuating into this cycle of birth and death. So Srila Prabhupada, in his, this particular purport, he mentions that, you know, the mind, he actually actuates the activities of this material world, and then we get completely entangled in these three modes of mode of goodness, passion and ignorance, and because of which we are continuously taking birth, leaving the body, birth and death, cycle of birth and death. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that, you know, all the reason is the mind. So he comes to that conclusion, Avanti Brahman. He says, manahi parama karana. Nothing else. Everything else may be there, but they may be secondary. But mana is most important thing, the mind. So we are talking about it, we can understand how much difficult it is to control our mind. Even it seems the great personalities, the great rulers, you know, they may have a lot of strength, they may have power, influence, everything. But sometimes the mind may get haywire, go haywire, and then they may fall into a trap. So this can lead to a disaster. Elsewhere in one place, Srila Prabhupada mentions inattentiveness, or if you are not focused on what you are supposed to do in your life, if you are not focused on the actual goal, then you can commit certain mistakes, or you may get entangled into something which from which you cannot come out of it also. Even though you are a devotee, we don't, you know, when we talk about anything, it's mind means it applies to every one of us. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a story of, you know, deliverance of Gopinath Patanaika. Why this is relevant for all of us? Because this is an example where the person He is a pakka devotee. But how, because of, you know, getting attracted to something and being inattentive, you can create so much of issues. This comes in the Antilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the story goes like this, that some devotees, they rush to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and says, please help us. He says, Gopinath Pattanaika is being now put on a changa, means he is going to be put on a changa, and please save him. So what is changa? Is nothing but a process of hanging a person. So during that time, changa means a person is just lifted. There is a platform below, wooden platform. Under the wooden platform, there are very sharp swords. So when a person is to be killed, the wooden board is taken away, person is thrown from top, he just falls on those swords and he leaves his body. That's how he is killed. He says, Gopinath Pattanaika has been put on the changa. Please save him. And then they also connect him with his father. His father is Bhavananda Rai. And in the purport mentions how Bhavananda is none other than Pandu. And his five sons are none other than the Pandavas. They are the Pandavas. And so, Gopinath Pattanaika is one of the five Pandavas. His brother is Vaniyath Rai and Ramanand Rai. So, there are five brothers. And Gopinath Pattanaika is one of them. And he is a treasurer in the king's kingdom. Prataprudha Maharaj's kingdom. And he said that Gopinath Pattanaika, over a period of time, is siphoned off 200,000 kahanas. Us samay ka kahanas mein abhi ka 2 crore rupees. If you think about it. Because he was in treasury, just imagine, he is a devotee. He is chanting. But because he was in the treasury, he siphoned off 200,000 kahanas. He got carried away. When you have excess money, or you have access to excess money, then your mind gets bewildered. You don't know what to do. Like just recently I was told that is the Olwe airport. They are making a big airport there. And they bought a lot of land from the local villagers. So each one got a lot of money. It seems sablo crore pe ban gaye overnight. And they did not know what to do with their money because they are not used to that much of money. Each one has got a fortuner, it seems. The costliest. And what do? They drink and drink the whole day, nothing. They only drink. Because you don't know what to do with it. No, you have so much of money. Kya kitna kya karenge? Buy kya for? Aur kya buy karenge? Bada ghar le, aur kya karenge? You know? And they know they have past habits of drinking, so they drink. So they started drinking more. Even they share with their friends also, still there's so much of money is left. This is what happens. The mind gets completely bewildered when you have so much of wealth, fame, you know, position. So, Gopinath Pattanaika squandered away, siphoned off about 200,000 kahanas. And slowly that happened. After some years, this matter reached the king. And the king said, okay, where is the money? Give me back my money. So he didn't have the money. All that money has been used. Kisi bank pe rakhte to kam se kam interest milta tha, wapis muddal de sakte the, principal amount. But still, he did not have that money. He just siphoned off. Now this is one aspect of the mind getting bewildered. Just with another aspect. Maharaj Pratap sent his son. He just had a proposal. He said, I don't have money, but I have nice horses. And if you take those horses, I'll get some money out of it, and then whatever left of the money is there, I will just pay off that. He says, fine. But King Pratap did not know the price of the horses and everything, you know, like you tell me to ask, you ask me what is the price of Fortuner, I don't really know even now, because I don't know, I am not into that field. So, but the point is, you know, he sent his son who is very expert in knowing the price of the horses. Like recently, you know, I was just traveling with someone and he was traveling in a nice big car. I don't know what, Tata Nexon or something. I just asked him, how much is the cost? I just asked him only one question. What is the cost of this car? He told me the cost of all the latest cars. Latest models, how much it costs also. So in case you want to buy, I said, I'll talk to you and then I'll buy. So, like that. So this person knew the prices of the horses. He said, just go and deal with him. So this person quoted a very stupid price. Like somebody, something is costing 1 lakh rupees, he said 5,000 rupees. Aap socho kaise na, you take gold to sell and then if you know it's worth 1 lakh and you are given only 5,000, how will you feel? So, King Pratap's son, Purushottam Jana, quoted a very ridiculous price for those horses. Now, this agitated Gopinath Patanaika so much that Prince had a particular habit of, you know, talking like this. Like this, you know, his head would turn up on the sky. So this person got so agitated, he said that at least my horses don't do like you do. So my horses deserve a better price. Now just imagine, you know, his ego was hurt, his character, his nature was attacked, and this person became so envious or so angry. He became revengeful, Purushottam Jana, when he was told that, you know, my horses don't do like what you do. So one thing we learn here is, you know, if you have to address the issue, not address a person's character. And say that you are like this. Because that you cannot change, na? So somebody you just try to imitate or you just try to make fun of it, the person will feel bad. And what to speak of Purushottam Jana, who is a prince. He's in a position, he can do anything. So he made false accusations against Gopinath Patanaika, complained to the king. He said that, you know, this person is not giving. Some false allegation. Maharaj said, we will put him on the changa. Kabhi aisa bol deta na hum log ki isko suli pe chada jana chahiye. You don't actually do it. So King Pratap did not even consider it to be so serious. He said, whatever is necessary you do, just get the money back. He actually put him on the changa. Now just imagine, you know, this particular story becomes very interesting afterwards. To cut the story short, he's actually put on the changa. Then another devotee comes and again puts his proposal in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I am a sannyasi. Why are you talking about all this to me? I cannot repay the money to him. And what did he do? When they said he did like this, he says, it is right. The king has to be given his money. How can the king not get back money? He should. And then he made a very important statement. He said, this Gopinath Patanaika, he has squandered off all the money to watch dancing girls. Can you imagine that statement made by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about Gopinath Patanaika, saying that dancing girls, means during that time also, somebody could go and see dancing girls. You know, I am telling you what can happen when you have so much of money. Your mind will become completely bewildered. You don't know how to control your mind. Right? He says he is going and seeing dancing girls, squander all that money. He says he has to repay the money. Don't tell me. He says if you trouble me again, I am going to Alarnath. I am just going to leave Jagannath Puri and go. And matter, when the matter reached Pratap Rudra, he said, I did not want to put on changa. I want my money back. That's all. Nothing else. I didn't want anything. I didn't want him to be killed. And then he said, I don't want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to leave this place also. So what he did is that he just absolved him of all his debt. He removed him from his... He just released him from the jail. And then he doubled his salary also. You know? But see, because he accused Purushottam Jana, that prince... The prince even arrested Vaninath Rai, who was another brother of Gopinath Patanaika. He was also in the treasury, but He was also put into because he was connected with him. So Chaitanya asked, he said, what was Vaninath Rai doing while he was in the prison? He says, Vaninath Rai was chanting the holy names of the Lord when he was in the prison. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, he was happy. And when this news reached, as I said, Pratap was released, Gopinath Patanak, and both of them went with their father, Bhavanand Rai, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that time, Gopinath Patanak made a very important statement. He said that, people may think that I got a special mercy. Hum special mercy kisko bolte? Apne duniya mein. Arey aaj pagar mera badh gaya, aaj mercy ho gaya. Bhagwan ka mercy. Ya aaj lottery lag gayi. Krishna's mercy. To unka to double ho gaya na abhi. Salary double ho gaya. Upar se 202 crores of rupees also is absorbed of. So, he said, this is not the mercy which I got. People may think that this is the mercy I received. What I want is that mercy which my brother has, Vaninath Rai. That dependence on the holy name of the Lord. He was not agitated. Vaninath Rai was not agitated when he was prisoner. So otherwise, he would say, mujhe kyun dal rahe ho aap andar? I didn't do anything. Why did you do it? Or sometimes you say, oh no, he is not my brother. I have nothing to do with him. The first instance, we just try to make ourselves very safe. Oh, no, I don't know him. Or why are you putting me? Vaninath Rai did not do anything. He was just chanting the holy names. He says, this is what I want. This is not a mercy that I want, my dear. This is what I want. But he learned the hard way. So much of things. Anyway, this story has a lot of things to... This particular chapter has a lot of things for us to learn about. But just this particular story makes us understand that how a little inattention, or if you are not very focused and if your mind is not trying to just be focused on a particular aspect of a life, then you may get distracted. That's why when Chanchalam Mana Krishna, when Krishna spoke about this, Arjun said that, my dear Lord, it's very difficult for me to control my mind. Krishna says, nahin, aisa nahi re, aisa nahi bola. Krishna says, yes, asam shayam, mahabhavo. He says, mahabhavo, you are a great person. Yes, without doubt, you are right. Dur nigriham chalam. He says that, it is very difficult. I accept it. Very right. It's very difficult. But he says, abhyasena tu kaunteya. He says, just by doing abhyas and vairagya, then you can achieve that. So it's not that, it's easy, but at the same time, it's not difficult also. One has to do the abhyas. Because the mind always is attached to something which has already been doing it, habituated. Right? Maybe because of past life or previous whatever we have. So when we do something, we are habituated to a particular thing. And if it's not good for us, then we should try to do abhyas. Abhyas to get detached. And then afterwards, that's vairagya and abhyas, prayas. Right? So Srila Prabhupada in that purport he mentions how do you become detached? So Srila Prabhupada says, you become detached by becoming attached to something. Param drishtva nivartate. If a beggar gets, dry chapati every day, you tell that person, please don't eat dry chapati. He says, phir kya karo aur kya karo? But every day if you give him nice parathas with ghee on it, chole bature you give him every day. Will he not leave that dry chapati? He'll leave easily. Because he's getting those, higher chole bature. So he is getting something higher taste. So when you get higher taste, then you leave aside a lower taste. So param drishtva nivartate. సర్వపాది నిర్ముక్తం తత్పరత్వేన నిర్మలం ఋషికేన ఋషికేశ సేవనం భక్తి రుచితే. సో లార్డ్ ఈస్ అ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ సెన్సెస్, ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అస్ ఋషికేశ్. సో ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ దట్ ఋషికేన ఋషికేశ, వెన్ యూ ఎంగేజ్ అవర్ సెన్సెస్ అండ్ మైండ్ ఇన్ ద సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, దెన్ యూ బికమ్ సేఫ్. మహారాజ్ అంబరీష్ సవై మన కృష్ణ పదారవింద యో ఈ సెడ్ దట్ యు నో యూ వుడ్ ఎంగేజ్ ఇస్ మైండ్ జస్ట్ రిమెంబరింగ్ ద లార్డ్. He used his feet for going towards the temple of the Lord. He used his hands for wiping the temple floor of the Lord and serving. He used his eyes for having the wonderful darshan of the Lord, smell the wonderful incense that has been offered to the Lord. So all the senses he used in the Lord's service. So when we use that in the Lord's service in this way, then slowly detaching ourselves from the things of this material also will be easier. But we need to do abhyas also. Its prayas is there. Because all the old habits will not die easily. It just takes time for us to do that. But that abhyas is what is sadhana for us. When we are talking about sadhana, it's not just, you know, we are trying to do things which are not favorable. So we try to do things favorable and not do things which are unfavorable. So anything which is unfavorable for us, we just try to some or the other keep away from that and try to get into positive acts which will help us to come closer to Krishna. So this is what the Shastras are talking about. When we engage our mind and our senses in anything that is connected to the Lord and His devotees and services, then we are safe. You know, just like His Holiness Radhan Swami Maharaj was telling me, he was at the time chanting. And then he told that yogi, he said, what asana will do you now? When he did not answer, he says, this is what one should do. Take shelter of the holy names. When you take shelter of holy names, your mind will become completely stable and sound. And we have a glaring example of Srila Haridas Thakur, right? Srila Haridas Thakur was staying in Benapole. And that was a place which was ruled by Ramachandra Khan. Because of Haridas Thakur's wonderful character, his nature, and because of his complete dependence on the holy name, he was attracting many souls towards him and he was becoming famous. And this Ramchandra Khan was not ready to accept this. Ramchandra Khan, he wanted to somehow defame Haridas Thakur. He was not able to do that. Tried many things. Ultimately, he got a prostitute. One of the best prostitutes of that town, who can bewilder anyone by her approaches. And that particular prostitute was selected personally by Ramchandra Khan and said, I am sending my person with you, and as soon as he engages with you in some immoral activity, my person will come and catch him and then we will just throw him out of this place of some punishing. She was so confident, she said, don't worry, first let me go, and after I have won him over, then you can send him to that place. The first night, when she went, she said, I am so and so, I want to enjoy you, such a nice moonlit night, and me and you can imagine, if she has to entice someone, she might have done everything possible to, and no one around. Just imagine that. And Haridas Thakur, what did he do? He said, yeah, I would definitely like to please you, but I have some rounds left. I have taken a vow of chanting 3 lakh names every day. And I still some round that. Will you please sit there and just let me finish this, and then afterwards I'll enjoy. And in front of Tulsi, Haridas Thakur chanting. Prostitutes listening. And it became daylight. Sir, I'm so sorry. I could not do that. But next time when you come, I'll surely. So Ramchandra Khan was waiting, thinking that now ho gaya, prostitute has done her job, then no, give me one more day. Today he has promised that he will do it. Next day again, she was hearing, and Ramchandra Khan, Haridas Thakur was chanting the holy names. And as he was chanting, again, she got a little more attracted, because she was alert. She was trying to wait for that moment when he'll stop chanting. And so she was hearing. And in front of Tulsi, chanting, so powerful. When you chant, and that too in front of Tulsi, very powerful. So she was sitting in front of the Tulsi, she was hearing the holy names. And she was just, can you imagine, she was not there sitting. She might have tried to, use different tactics to attract Haridas Thakur. But again that day, whole night went away. And as she was leaving, she said, I'm sorry, I just could not finish my rounds. But today, I'll surely do it. And then that night when she came, her heart got completely transformed. Heart got fully transformed. So much so that she also started chanting. She offered her obeisances to Haridas Thakur and then revealed ki why this was done. Ramchandra employed me to some other bewilder you and then, catch you. So Haridas Thakur said, I knew about it. The first day when you came, I knew about that this is what Ramchandra's activity is. I knew that he will do this activity. But I just wanted to give you this mercy of the holy name. That's why I just allowed you to come. And then he said, what should I do? He says, just leave everything, come here and take shelter of the holy names. And she did that. And then she shaved off her head. She came here, surrendered her life to Ram Haridas Thakur. And she also started chanting the holy names. And then ultimately from there, Haridas Thakur went away from that place. But transform her heart by just the power of the holy name. What did Srila Prabhupada do when he went to the West? He just had the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 3 volumes. That's all. Old man at the age of 70, having 2 heart attacks in the ship, going there, didn't know where to stay, who will give him shelter, what will you do, how will you preach. So in New York there is called, what is a place called Tompkins Square Park. It's a nice place, it's like a big park, but underneath a tree Srila Prabhupada would sit and chant the holy names. And slowly people would just come around, somebody would accompany him in the music, get some instruments. Slowly people would just get attracted to the holy name and then call them to the place where he would be giving a lecture at 26 Second Avenue. And just on the strength of the holy name, he just converted those hippies into happies. People who were breaking all the 4 regular principles, they started chanting. Isn't it a miracle? It's actually a miracle. Right? Tell them no illicit sex, no gambling. Nahi kar pate the un log. Right? They have been in, right from the childhood, they have been in that environment. And you tell them not to do this, it's like going against the culture. But still, Srila Prabhupada's faith in the holy name made them completely leave, and take shelter of the holy name. Not only that, scriptures. If they recite some story from Ramayana, they'll be able to give much more better than us. But the point here, what I'm trying to say, that how their hearts became purified by just taking shelter of the holy name. And obviously, the sadhana aspect cannot be ignored. The prayas, as Krishna mentions, abhyas and vairagya. That vairagya comes by attachment to the positive, that is the holy name. So here, Srila Prabhupada mentions here, right? He says, the mind is easily conquered simply by engaging it at the lotus feet of the Lord. Gradually, by such service, all the senses automatically become engaged in the Lord. This is the way of merging into the Supreme Absolute. So when you're talking merging, means what? The consciousness. When I chant the holy names of Lord, I directly come in contact with the Lord, because you know Lord's name and Lord is non-different. You know, they are abhinna, abhinatva nam namino, nama chintamani Krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha, purna shuddha nitya mukta. This nam chintamani, you know, it is purna shuddha nitya mukta, and it is non-different. Abhinatva nam namino. So when we are talking about it, you know, on one hand, we have what is called as the yogic practices, but those practices are very difficult for us to follow in this age of Kali Yuga especially. Very difficult. Even if somebody does for some time, we consider him to be very great. But there are people in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam who have done for months and years, and they have been not able to. You know? Like Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma says, Panthastu koti satvatsara sampragamme vayo rathapi manasomani pungavanam. So, Pyasya prapadasimna vichinta tatve govinda madhi purusham. He says, yogis practicing, but they are able to just get a glimpse of the toe of the Lord. Vijitna karke, they may be able to get a glimpse of the toe of the Lord. And here, by the practice of bhakti yoga, that means engaging one's senses in the senses of the Lord, the way the Lord wants us to be served, then what happens is that we get a direct audience with the Lord. You know, merging means, merging with the Lord means having a direct audience with the Lord. You can actually feel the presence of the Lord. You can actually feel Sri Sri Radha Gopinath reciprocating with you, you know, what you are doing. Just only one person came to me and we were discussing about certain issue, and somebody behaved very wrongly with that person. You know? And she was saying that every time I pray that I should not get pride in my heart. She says, Lord answered my prayers. And when somebody behaved like this, my pride was completely destroyed. And I realized. Then I said, now is this that you have come to complain or you are grateful for that person? Huh? If you have come to complain, then you lose the point. Because Krishna is trying to somehow or other make you humble. But if you are thinking that it's Krishna's mercy that, you know, I had this pride and then this thing happened and I became completely humble, so then actually you will fall at that person's feet. Thank you. You have taught me something. So Krishna reciprocates. Isn't it reciprocating? It's not necessary that Krishna has to come in front of you and say, okay, I am here in front of you. No. When you say like this, you actually understand that Krishna is reciprocating. And it is going to happen with every one of us. Just think about it. Many instances may be there in life where you have said something and then, you know, if you have done it out of pride, if you have done the act out of pride, if you have said something out of pride, then be assured that round the corner there is something awaiting to make you humble. And you should be courageous enough to accept that it is Krishna's mercy. You know, unfortunately, what we do, we just have a blame game. But if I just humble and accept that, I know this is what has happened because I prayed like this. That's how one devotee said that when you come in front of Lord, don't be so bindas and say that, purify me. Krishna will take it very seriously and purify you. You know. ऐसे लाइफ में आ जाएंगे ना, ऐसा लगेगा बाबा नहीं चाहिए और इसे, बट हैव अनदर सेकंड प्रेयर. इस इज डू एनीथिंग टू प्यूरिफाई. इफ हैव दैट स्ट्रेंथ टू आस्क द लॉर्ड, सेकंड ऑल्सो टेल दैट कि प्लीज लेट मी ऑल्सो अंडरस्टैंड इट इज योर मर्सी. लेट मी अंडरस्टैंड इट इज योर मर्सी First you purify, okay. I don't ask like that. I don't say you purify because I am not very confident that I'll be able to face that. But if somebody is very courageous enough to do that, pray, but then second prayer should be that, purify me. It happened with me just 10 days back. I bragged about myself that I do like this and I do like this. And that to the devotee, and the devotees glorify me. And subconsciously, I just accepted it as mine. And next day, I was tested. Then I realized that this is what has happened. So ultimately, whatever happens, Krishna reciprocates, right? So ultimately, the subsequent chapters will bring us to that point where we realize the Lord within our heart. Not only within our heart, we realize the Lord out also in the form of the wonderful Archa Vigraha and different aspects in our dealings with other devotees. Hare Krishna. Karantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Just one. Any comments? Any suggestions? Whatever. My dear Brahmachari friends. Hare Krishna. Question coming for Sridhama Sakha is very challenging. I'll answer if I can, Pramji.
Hare Krishna. So, Pramji, this story of Gopinath Patnaik is very powerful. But as devotees, we tend to just push it into the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, whereas we could also be, materially well off. If you are materially well off, the tendency to, enjoy, and while we may try to convince ourselves that I am using everything in Krishna's service, but in reality, it is not like that. So, how do we keep reminding ourselves that what wealth we have, what prosperity Krishna has given us, how do we remind ourselves and actually with the right consciousness use it in Krishna's service? Because you will be saving money, you will be having investments, whatever. So, which is not being used, it is just there. So, how do we practically use it in Krishna's service? What is the way to understand?
A part of our earning should be for Krishna's service or anything to help the mission. As Grahasthas, we are supposed to do that. Rupa Goswami's principle is 50%, 25-25 for personal, 25 for family and 50 for the Lord's service. But once I heard many years back, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj mentions that you should give enough charity that it pains you. Thoda pinch hona chahiye. So, as Grahasthas, one thing Grahasthas should never, beg in front of others. Means you should be in that situation where you should not. That stage should not come that where he has to beg from others. In fact, he is supposed to give others, or he is supposed to protect the other three ashramas. But he should be in such position that he should not. But while he is there, he should have a very simple living, high thinking principle. You may be a rich person, but you may live simple. Somebody may be a pauper, he may live very. I may be having a high living, but Prabhupada's principle is simple living and high thinking. So understanding that, I have this, all this, but by the mercy of the Lord, I have so much. Right? I may lose it also. I may lose it within a fraction of a second. And that is what happened. One of my patients, multi-millionaire, right now he has only one flat in his place, in his house. Lost everything. He lost everything in just 6 months. Just 6 months. So anything can happen with us. So whether we are in that, you know, we have earned. Number one, through this Gopina Patnaika, is that one thing we understand, that ki, don't use money which is not belong to us. That means, in other words, be very sincere, honest. If you are earning, also earn honestly, and don't try to use through cheating propensities, try to get that money. That is not yours. Right? So through Gopina Patnaik we learned that. He used this, he just siphoned with the money and then utilized that money also completely. So that should not be there. And if at all, if you earn the money as grahasthas, we use it wisely. Whatever the status we want, of state of society that we live, we just do it. But ultimately in our life, have that one principle that this doesn't belong to me. It may be used for Krishna's service whenever it's needed. So whenever something is in, someone is in need, or whenever this particular Lakshmi is needed, then we should be ready to help that also. We should be able to extend ourselves to help that person to, in whatever is possible, because Krishna has given that. And every moment of time, just try to remember such stories or such incidences, which will make us understand that okay, ultimately I need to be alert. And you alert not only on this principle, but anything. We are not talking about wealth. We can talk about position. We can talk about so many other things that where we may be tested, and we may forget our real aim of life. Ultimately, we remember one thing. At a time of leaving the body, are we going to take everything? Means, if a son is a nalaik, good for nothing, why should earn the money for him, save the money? And when the son is very nice, well off, why should save the money for him? Both ways. Obviously, that's said and done, but ultimately, what I feel from my side, that as grahasthas, we need to serve the other three ashrams. We should be in that position where we can help others. At the same time, we have our family, the needs are there, so we also keep that. So some portion, one of our devotees, many of them, no, they have a contract with the Lord. They make the Lord Gopinath as their partners in their business. You know, and say that, okay, if I earn this much, I give this much money. If I earn this much, my slab increases. I earn this much. So you should be honest on that. Once Giriraj Maharaj said, you know, one person came in front of the Lord. He said, Lord, please, you know, give me lot of money and I will give half the money to you. And ultimately within some few weeks, he became a very rich person. So when the time came to him to go to front of the Lord to give him his share, he said, Lord, you are so smart, you took away your share of what? Means he said, Lord, you are so smart, you took away your share. In other words, he didn't want to give his share, the Lord's share. Agar ek example de raha hu ki bola main 50% aapko de dunga, aur usne kaha main bolta aapne 50% pehle le liya kya aapka, aisa karke. So he is telling the Lord that you already taken your 50%. So basically, if you are very sincere and honest, you just mentally you just make one sankalpa as a grahastha. Okay, I earn this much, so this much money surely will go for Krishna service and the mission service. This much will be for family. And if you really make 3 times, 4 times, then you again make another sankalpa. Okay, maybe I'll give this much. You know, so this is what as a businessman they can do. Salaried people, they can just fix up a particular whatever their amount is there. But Maharaj said that no pain, no gain. It's like this. So, no hard and fast rule for grihasthas, but understand one thing, that we are the one who are supporting the others. So, we need to try to give best. But at the same time, it should not be like we give everything that, you know, our family is in anxiety. Uske liye bahut zyada detachment ho jate hain. There the family's consent is needed. Like Ramanacharya's, the stories are Andal. No, just Kuresh. He and his wife just left everything and went away overnight. Those are the rare instances. But otherwise, you should be smart enough to. At least one thing is that earn your money honestly. And don't try to, you know, encroach on somebody else's. And if at all, one very important one person said, you know, this is what His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj said, that if a devotee is engaging some business and if he is employing another devotee, you know, if he is given, if he is expecting X amount, he should be given X plus something amount. Because nobody should feel that he is being exploited or he is getting exploited. He should be given little more. You know, normally kaisa hota hai apna ki, I want to exploit him because he is like this. But said you should give him little more because he is a devotee. So what he is expecting, you give little more. So the devotee is happy from that point of view. If you are into some business deals. Otherwise, just earn honestly your whatever is there. And in your capacity, you are the best judge. You decide what you can best serve in what way and contribute. Hare Krishna. 10 minutes to 11. Hare Krishna. Karantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Thank you very much for your patient listening. Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharya Nirvishesha Shunyani Pashya Deshatarini Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan Ki Jai Shri Gopal Ji Ki Jai Shri Gaurinitai Bhagwan Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.